Oh, I see you, blue, interesting-looking part of the wall. Don't have a gun that shoots through blue, interesting-looking parts of the wall yet, but there's surely be. Whoa, there's a guy over there! In, like, a tube! Jumped too far. Okay. We're gonna see if we can get to the guy in the tube. What is this brown thing? Go away, you potato turd. Hello, friends. Welcome to Troll Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troll Power. I'm your host, Troll Power. This is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. We're going to check out Rebel Transmute here. The team sent me over this to check out. I'm excited to play it. A game by Evan Liebman. Ooh. Transmute. Let's check our options real quick. Rebel Transmute, excuse me. We've got language settings. We've got video. We can turn on. We can adjust screen shake, particles, brightness, speed, run timer, and then we can check volumes for audio. And then accessibility options. Heck yes. Game speed. You can set in percentage increments. Weird percentage increments. You can do 100%, 90%, 75%, or 50%. Jump visualized. Auto shoot. HD font. Hazard damage you can turn on or off, infinite spark blood you can turn on, and you can give yourself extra health. Very nice. I like it. Let's jump on into a new game. All right, Terra 6, it says. Looks like maybe a biodome on an asteroid for a MGC research station. Pixel art graphics here showing us this scene, and then a big explosion on a planet, maybe? Oh no, there's smoke coming off of it. That's not good. 1 year later, we see somebody looking at a photo of a mother and child, it looks like, probably. This is Moon Makono on the Space Urchin. This recording is an assurance. It's been 1 year since my mother perished in the 4A fission explosion, before I tried to pin it on the Union. Well, I've heard enough Corpo speak and excuses to last a lifetime. It's time I saw the station for myself. We see our character here flying a ship. Terra 6 is, or was, a station focused on terraforming research. My mother, Wendy Makono, was a lead researcher. I never forgave her for taking a job at 4A. She looks up out the window. Warning, current flight path enters restricted space. Pausing trajectory, awaiting instructions per code 336. She touches the computer. What are the listed finds? No fines listed. This restriction is SP enforced. Breaking an SP enforced restriction. Breaking an SP enforced restriction is. SP couldn't even enforce restrictions back home. I ain't worried. Urchin, get a scan of the planet.
Scanning. Detecting various life forms. Unregistered life forms should be reported to authorities. Detecting an energy surge.
Now we see her ship flying towards the planet, and a ring of blue energy pulses off the planet and electrifies our ship. Our ship is coming down through the sky! Oh no! Passion ship. Foray, Surface Labs. We're in a tank. Dr. Inea, which looks like it's a robot? Says, you're finally awake. Hopefully you've fully recovered in your stasis pod. I'm Dr. Inea, one of the few researchers who survived the outbreak. Not sure what you've heard, but it was, not great. Enough gloom. Come find me in my lab. I'm sure we'll have much to talk about. Also, you might have to break yourself out. Those pods aren't meant to open from within. Well, I gotta run. Lots of work to do. There's a spark blood injector in a storage room nearby. Should keep you alive. Good luck. Okay, there we go, we broke out. Alright. We're a little, clearly Metroid-inspired character. We, have, a nice big blue faceplate. We can shoot left, right, up, and if we jump, we can shoot down. No shooting at angles. This is looking like NES-inspired visuals, although it is way prettier than NES games typically are. And, we can't get up to those places because we can't double jump yet. But we can get over here and shoot some bubble things. Why is there a red thing in the bubbles? What are you? I don't like the red thing in the bubbles. I don't trust it. Ah! Okay. I don't know what the red things in the bubbles are. Okay. Fell too far and got hurt, so fall damage is a thing. Got some gems. Shot a bug, jumping over some spikes. Whoop, can't get up there. There's a spiky little monster walking around down here amongst some what looks like seaweed. I thought the seaweed was gonna hurt me, it doesn't. My blaster is very, very short range. Maybe 3 of my character wide is how far the blaster shoots. This is not a long range weapon by any means. I just found a secret. Ah, hell yeah, give me a secret to find like right away. That's the best. Okay, can I shoot through these bubbles? I think I can't actually destroy the bubbles yet. So I can't get through into anything interesting in the secret area I found. But still, very fun to give me a secret right away. Okay, got to do some platforming here. Controls feel really good. The character's movement is like a tiny bit slower than I feel like it should be. I didn't change the game speed, right? Okay, I was gonna say it's not that much slower that it feels like the game's running slow, but hey, I circled around and got the thing that I couldn't reach before. A blood extractor. Augment use. Increase spark blood gain from blasting creatures, flora, and objects. Equip at a repair station. Okay. Now I go do that loop again. Must have missed something. At the very least, I must have missed a repair station where I can equip the thing that I just found. Looks like enemies do respawn. So does the seaweed. Although, no, I did walk into a different screen. That's right, because I went into that secret area. So maybe that's why stuff respawned. Okay, let's go up. Ooh, hang on. I see an opportunity for something over here. There's platforms with things that shoot lasers above them. But I can jump across those. I thought the dots in the top left were my health, but they don't. Oh, yes, they are. Okay. It turns out that I was not taking fall damage before. Maybe I was taking like a percentage of health. But now I've taken some damage. Now I'm at 2 out of 4 health. And there's like a red border around the screen and blood bursts flashing to make sure that I know, hey, dummy, you're dying. Let's see if I can get back up here. What's this thing? Ah, that opens up the doors. I was supposed to hit that my first time around. Okay, into a new room. Let's see. There's just seaweed. There's a door. Press ZR to slide. Cool. And I slid into a sparkblood injector. Press A to heal using sparkblood. Volatile blue substance found on Terra 6. Gain sparkblood by blasting enemies. All right, we healed ourselves. And we opened the door. We'll go back through here and jump up here. It's cool that you just have a slide from the start rather than needing to find it as one of your Metroidvania upgrades. Okay, looking like we... Oh, no. That was a big fall we did. Oh, gosh. Okay. Back to 2 health. Don't have enough spark blood yet to heal myself. Let's kill that spiky guy. There we go. Now my spark blood's filled up. I can heal myself. So I have 1 heal right now when my spark blood injector... is filled up. I can do 1 heal, but it looks like my spark blood injector has like twice the length available, so presumably we'll get upgrades for that. Hey, we set our respawn here and we can check our augments. Should the current state of users have... Wait, what? It's precise location information. What am I doing? Okay. So these are augments. Oh, okay. I've got 4 augments available to me. HUD shows the current state of user's health cores, spark blood injectors, and red flux. Neuralon GPS shows precise location information. Injector interface. Interface with spark blood injectors. Okay. And then the Foray Explorer protects a user from losing red flux on death by injecting an auxiliary health core. Okay. So we can equip all of those, and we've still got lots of room left over for augments, but those are the only ones we have so far. Let's go check here. Blood extractor. Yeah, we'll equip that as well. Oh, that one takes up more slots. Okay, I see. Let's check our inventory. We've got 85 red flux. We've got our spark blood injector. And we've got the planet cutter. Deals 4 damage per shot. A generic blaster often carried by 4A MGC employees. These tools are highly regulated and only legal in the hands of certified 4A employees. And then we don't have a map yet, so I can't check that. Repair stations are a place to regain spark blood, tweak your exosuit, and back up your physical matter in case of injury. All right, in the next room. I have been craving just a nice, straightforward Metroidvania. I'm very excited to play this game. Prince of Persia, Lost Crown, I started and I really like it, but it feels big. And in a way that, like, oh, I'm going to have to commit too much mental resources to this one. I say as I'm playing many big games. But that's the problem, is I'm playing many big games. And a Metroidvania is usually my, like, okay, just, like, noodle around in it for a while type game. And Prince of Persia Lost Crown felt too big to fill that role. This game seems like it's going to be perfect for that. I've passed several doors I could explore because I climbed all the way up to the top of a vertical shaft to see what's up here. Okay, there's a laser thing down there. Whoa! That plant monster's running at me. Ha ha ha. He jumped down in front of the laser blaster and got shot. Make this one do the same. Can't hurt me. There's arrows pointing up with like a gold circle and like a potion. And there's a ladder, but I can't seem to interact with it. And then to the left, there's an arrow with a bottle of Clorox? I don't know what that was supposed to be. Okay, in the next room, we got... What are you? A repair drone. You need to use a repair station. Unfortunately, Hive hasn't been able to repair this one yet. Like, for you, I'm here. Just say the words, apply some red flux for the repairs, and I'll get it working in no time. Yeah. Please fix this repair station. Ta-da! We got another checkpoint. All right. Let's go. There's two other menu options in the checkpoint that both are listed as offline right now. I'm guessing one of those is going to be a fast travel. What is this thing? It hurts. Okay, that's an enemy of some sort. Am I in a boss fight? Whoa, that's a Metroid. Hey, that was a Metroid. Okay, we're in some sort of combat gauntlet. This thing is spawning enemies at me. What's it spawning next? Oh, four blue floaty guys and what I'm sure is illegally distinct from a Metroid. The blue glowy things just spin around the room on a pattern. The red one moves a little more chaotically and fires lasers at me. Okay, now there's two of the Metroids and a green thing on the ground. I died. Oh no. Drop the health core where you died. Okay, so I start off with just 3 health. Oh wait, what did that say? Lost cores. Oh, okay. You can rebuy your lost cores. So that's one of the offline functions of the repair thing, which is now online. I think that's what Haiku the Last Robot. Lost Robot? Last Robot? I think that's what that game did, if I remember right. How it handled death in its Metroidvania slightly Souls-inspired mechanics. And I like that. Now I know what to expect with this guy. You're just chump change now. Okay, got hit by the red Metroid once. Okay, I just stood there and let a blue thing hit me, but it didn't seem to take away a health bit. That's great, actually. Okay, now we actually have 2 red Metroids and a green thing. Let's get the green thing first, because he's on the ground. 1 Metroid down. And another Metroid down. And that's it! We beat this little combat gauntlet. There's a bunch of red flux up above me, but I can't reach most of it. It's too high. Maybe I can do a jump off this platform. Oh, I got most of it. All right. Also, I forgot I could heal. Probably should have done that at some point during that fight, but that's fine. We made it through. Now we made it through, and there's a sign with that spray bottle pointing back the way we came. So that room we were just in must be a Clorox bottle as far as the indicators go. I don't know what that means. Hello, hopping purple man. Get out of here. Go away. This game is good. I like it a lot. I won't mind if I get a little bit of a speed boost or a double jump. Although, you know, I could be using my dash to move around. I bet that would be faster. There's a doorway. Do I want to go through the doorway? I want to go through the doorway. Whoa! There's a crab mech in here, and there's something shiny on the opposite side of the room. So we're going to walk across the room. Space Urchin AI. Reboot initiated. Ion backup at 2%. 12 years and 35 days since last login. 12 years? No. Voice pattern recognized. Exiting diagnostic mode. 12 years. 12 years? Moon, it's good to have you back. System power critical. Entering brevity mode per code 426. Wait, you've had a brevity mode? Okay. I don't know what happened. My text just skipped forward really fast there. Urchin, locate Wendy Mikono. Resume life signature search. No, for scanners. EMP blast. Damn it. Take survey drive. Map the station. Locate Wendy. She... Power critical. Eject survey drive. Survey core, a staple of many spacefaring vessels, maps the surrounding terrain. Use the minus button to open the map. Guess I'm on my own again. Hey, look at that, and it mapped all the places we've been so far. I love a good Metroidvania! I'm so on board. A fuse, standard issue for a fuse, can be used to repair blown fuse boxes. Okay. Not sure what that's for. I mean, I know it's for repairing blown fuse boxes, but I don't know what that means. Get out of here, bouncy guy. I'm trying to get up to this blue thing and get all its juice. Okay, we'll jump up here. Whoop! Oh, a fuse box. Insert fuse to power station door. Yes, please. Found a spot for the fuse box. Gonna heal myself real quick. Oh, I see you, blue, interesting-looking part of the wall. Don't have a gun that shoots through blue interesting looking parts of the wall yet, but there's surely be— Whoa, there's a guy over there! In like a tube! Jumped too far. Okay. We're gonna see if we can get to the guy in the tube. What is this brown thing? Go away, you potato turd. Okay, we open the door to where the man in the box is. Oh man, but there's another door above me. There's no way for me to open that door. That I've seen. I want to find out what's up with the man in the box. Here's another latch door. Pointing to the Clorox spray bottle. What is the Clorox spray bottle? There's a W on my map where I fought that combat gauntlet, which seems to be where the Clorox spray bottle icon is pointing. I'm not sure what it refers to. Ow! Walked into the potato turd. Another room here with a thing I can open and a robot! Hey, are you alright? His name is Apprentice Drift.
I was gathering gear, scrap oddities, but Hive's code calls to me to have a purpose, to serve.
Trust me, if something's trying to hack you after trapping you in a room, it's not good.
You speak reason, human. I should be getting back to the scavenger now. I'd gift you some of my finds, but an apprentice should defer on matters of price. Visit us in the shipyard. Scavenger Clang will be more than happy to sell you some of my finds.
Thanks for the invitation. Stay safe, little bot.
You're a good one.
All right, we rescued a robot friend. Let's see. Let's find one more cool thing in our first look, quick look here. Let's go through this door. Ooh, this is a big room. It's the scientist who saved us. He is in fact a big robot, a single-eyed robot in a wall. Ah, so you must be Moon. It is good to see you again after all this time. How are you holding up? I don't remember what his voice was. That's it now.
You know my name?
Listen, if you don't want me to flip you off in, like, an existential way, you better explain.
So feisty. As you know, 13 years ago, a system-wide failure caused catastrophic damage. Many workers died within days, an outbreak of spark blood getting most of them. Some were resistant. Any remaining workers I found, I helped to stasis pods, much like I did with you.
We get a cutscene.
I found you after that nasty crash you had.
Oh, that was our ship! The crab mech was our ship.
Oh, your ship was barely salvageable.
That's why she was like, 12 years, what are you talking about?
You were beat up pretty bad, a horrible sight. So I did what I could and got you in a pod. The whole time, your ship's AI kept calling me Moon. And now here you are, alive and well. Moon in the flesh.
And that pod did what? Keep me alive? Listen, I'm sure you were just a robot following protocol.
Ha! Robot! Honey, you're talking to an honest-to-God human being, just without my body, as you can see.
That's horrifying?
I was luckier than the rest, but I couldn't sustain myself forever. Shortly after saving you, I uploaded myself into this machine, and I plan to save the others too. If you find any remaining stasis pods, download their imprints and bring them to me.
Why? You worked for Foray, you claimed to be human, and you put me in stasis for 12 years.
Because we can help each other out. Your ship was pinging endlessly for a very specific life signature. A life signature it finally located.
Wendy.
Wendy Mikono. Lead scientific researcher on Terra 6. I now know precisely where she is. You help me out, I'll upload that data to your map.
Deal.
Wonderful. Now, if you don't mind disposing of a pesky security drone for me, it keeps interfering with my work. It just passed the security door at the bottom of the lab. I'll make sure you have clearance.
Consider it done.
Don't forget imprints. Bring me imprints, darling.
All right. Now we're fully set off on our quest, and now I'm going to end our first look. Oh, hidden door. Hello, hidden door. This is a trap room. I can't jump high enough to do anything in this room yet, I don't think. Okay, run away from this room. This game seems very, very good. I like the way it moves. I like the way it feels. Like I said, the character sped up a little bit. I wouldn't be too sad about it. But now that I remember, as I'm saying this, that I can incorporate the dash into my movement, that helps. Cool visual design. Nice chunky pixels. Very, very reminiscent of like a way prettier NES game. It doesn't quite feel Super Nintendo to me. I don't know. Maybe this is working in a Super Nintendo set of restrictions, but it feels a little less than that to me. But it's fun. I like the way it feels. I'm always happy for a fun little Metroidvania, and I think this is going to make a great, like I said, kind of my small narrative engagement, fun gameplay type game. For the next little while here. So again, thank you to the team for checking this out or sending this out to me. Those things shoot lasers when I enter their like a sensor bubble. I like it. Cool enemies to deal with. I don't think I can kill these guys. I just have to deal with navigating them, which is fun to do. Thank you for checking this out with me. Again, thank you to the team for sending it to me to check out in the first place. I hope that you like what you see, and you're going to go get it yourself, because it seems pretty cool. Until next time, friends. If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.